Next evening, he went again to the pool. Ethel was there. And the mystery of the sunset, the deep silence of the water, the lithe grace of the coconut trees added to her beauty, giving it a profundity, a magic which stirred the heart to unknown emotions. For some reason that time he had the whim not to speak to her. She took no notice of him. She did not even glance in his direction. She swam about the green pool, she dived, she rested on the bank, as though she were quite alone. He had a queer feeling that he was invisible. Scraps of poetry, half forgotten, floated across his memory, and vague recollections of the Greece he had negligently studied in his school days. When she had changed her wet clothes for dry ones and sauntered away, he found a scarlet hibiscus where she had been. It was a flower that she had worn in her hair when she came to bathe, and, having taken it out on getting into the water, had forgotten or not cared to put it in again. He took it in his hands and looked at it with a singular emotion. He had an instinct to keep it, but his sentimentality irritated him, and he flung it away. It gave him quite a little pang to see it float down the stream.